We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We are in the middle of Siman Reish Samach Gimel, continuing with Sif Dalet. When it comes to the time in which a person should light the Shabbos candles, the Mechaber warns us to lo yachdim lemahir lahadliko, that a person should not light the candles too early, ba'od hayom gadol, while it is still very much in the middle of the day. She'oz einu nikur shemadliko l'kavod Shabbos. By you lighting the candles, even if you're not mekabel the Shabbos, but you lighting them, it's not very clear that that's your intention. Perhaps you're lighting candles for some other reason. And he also advises v'gam lo ya'acher. You should be careful not to wait till the last second for obvious reasons, because sometimes the last second may be a second too late. And then he says, but if a person does wish to light the Shabbos candles earlier than we normally do, that's acceptable, Rishai, provided, this is something we discussed in the past, that it's necessary that the Shabbos candles should not be lit before Plag HaMincha, and what he defines is Shah or Via Kodem Halayla, approximately 1.25 hours before Shkia, before sunset. And of course, this is going according to Shos Marios. So, as we can see here on our handy-dandy calendar here, 4:31 is Shkia, and Plag is not an hour and a quarter because it's such a short day, at 3:30. So one has about an hour or in change, an hour and a minute, the person can accept Shabbos, but not before 3:30. And of course, that's not something which generally is an issue now. Most people don't accept Shabbos early in the winter months, but certainly in summer months, it's something the person needs to be aware of. If a person accepts Shabbos, you have to be aware of when Plag HaMincha is. That candle lighting should not take place before that. As the Mishnah Berurah tells us, it says, "Avol kodem Plag HaMincha ein kabalaso kabal af b'diavad." Person does not accept Shabbos, even if this is what your intentions are. It doesn't have any validity. It doesn't mean anything. Your Kabbalah is nothing. Af b'di'eved. There's a lechatchila. There's a b'di'eved. Nothing. It's not even b'di'eved. You have not fulfilled your obligation. And therefore, a person has to be careful. If you do wish to accept Shabbos, that you have to realize when you accept it early that you have to be aware of when Plag HaMincha is. Moving on to the next halacha, Sif Hei, he says that Nusach, the language of the bracha, he says, Kishiyadlik, when a person does light, Yavarech, this is the language that one should say. And many of us in this room may not even know the proper bracha. Baruchat HaShem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Gishem Tzosav Tzivanu, Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. And we'll discuss that. Some people even add a word after that. Some say Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos Kodesh. We'll discuss that in a second, the Piskei Tshuvos. Echad ha'ish, echad ha'isha. When it comes to a man or a woman, we don't make any differentiation, distinction between the bracha. Both of them will say the same bracha. We will see, as opposed to the order, as to do you light first, do you say the bracha first, that is going to be dependent on being an ish or an isha, a man or a woman. There's different customs, which we'll get into not today, but perhaps tomorrow. Gam b'yom tov sarach levarach lahadlik ner shel yom tov. We change the nusach when it comes to Erev Yom Tov, that we say the bracha lahadlik ner shel yom tov. And then, interestingly enough, the Mechaber tells us that Yom HaKippurim, when it comes to the lighting of the candles on Yom Kippur, below Shabbos, provided that it's not Friday afternoon, Yesh Mishomer Shliv Arich. There are those that say that you do not make a bracha on such candles. The truth is, as the Mishnah Berurah tells us, we do paskin that you do make a bracha on lighting the candles on Yom Kippur, which is one of the few brachas that are only said once a year. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us the reason why someone would perhaps think that you don't have to say a bracha on the candle lighting for the Yom Tov of Yom HaKippurim. He says, the ash she'ein bo chilo shtia, even though a person's not eating and drinking, the ein shayach lo mitzvos oneg. We say one of the reasons why we have Shabbos candles is in order to be able to enhance the seudin, enhance the meal. You're not really enhancing any meal because when you come home after Kol Nidrei night, you better not be eating. So therefore, the lighting of the candles, you're not doing any real oneg. However, that's the reason why it's important to know that there are other reasons why we light Shabbos candles. Afil hachi shakwa mishum shalom bayis. There's still the inyan of shalom bayis, in which, as we define, that we don't want a dark home in which a person is going to be tripping over their furniture, which will take away from the peace and harmony of the home. And therefore, for that reason, a person would still say a bracha. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah makes another observation as to the language of the bracha. He says that the bracha is l'hadik ner. V'afilu kishamad lekamineros. The question is, why do you say l'hadik ner? How many people do we know that light one candle? So perhaps it should say l'hadik neros, which is plural. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's not the bracha that we say. We say l'hadik ner in singular. Tov yoser shi'omer ner ki ikar hachiyuv hu ner echad. The actual mitzvah to fulfill the obligation is with one candle. We have different minhagim, two shomer zoch. We said other reasons behind it. Some people light as many as 10, connected to the aseres hadibros, but that's all minhag. When it comes to the chiyuv, the actual obligation of lighting Shabbos candles, drop the S, it's Shabbos candle. And that perhaps is the same reason, even as discussed this over here, when it comes to Chanukah, which we'll be having shortly, also the first of the three brachos, which we say, is l'hadlik ner, shel Chanukah, even though we all have a Chanukiah, which has more than one space for a candle. Nonetheless, when it comes to lighting the Chanukiah, you only need one candle, and you fulfill your obligation that way. Just a couple more brief halachos, which pertain to the language the language of the candles of Shabbos. He says, Yesh hanohagin, there are those that have the custom, as we mentioned, that they say l'hadlik ner shel Shabbos kodesh. Then they actually add a word. And this is found in different places, such as in the Siddur Karban Mincha. Also, this is a custom found in among the minhagim of Chabad. The Lubavitch movement, they say not l'hadlik ner shel Shabbos, but Shabbos kodesh. And one could maybe think that when it comes to a bracha, we never tamper with a bracha that Chazal makes. A person is not allowed to, because they want to beautify the bracha or say it in a little more wax poetic form, that you want to just tweak the blessing. You're not allowed to do that. So he says, even though we don't find this among the Rishonim, like in the generation of Rashi and the like, v'yish lidon im ein ze husva matbeh habracha v'yish ham yeshiva min hagzer. That even though you would maybe think that you're changing the matbeh, the format of the bracha, that's not considered to be an issue in this situation, because there are different opinions that say that this is the proper nusach, the proper bracha. V'af eilu hanohagim b'chanukah lomer l'hadlik ner chanukah mikol makom b'shabbos yesh lomer l'hadlik ner shel Shabbos. Very interesting, you'll see. Again, it's also min Chabad. They do not say, and it's difficult, especially when they're singing it in public, they don't say l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah. They say l'hadlik ner Chanukah. They do not say shel. However, when it comes to the Shabbos candles, they do say shel. And it brings down the bottom over here in the Piskei Tshuvos the basic difference between Shabbos candles and the Chanukiah. The Chanukah candles is when we say in Haneros Halol, Ein lanu reshus l'shtamish behem, you're not to derive any benefit from them. And therefore he says, all you're doing is l'hadlik ner Chanukah. You're lighting it, and that's it. But you're not deriving any benefit. However, when you throw in the word shel, you're saying it's of Shabbos, it's for the purpose of Shabbos, for the benefit of enjoying the candles of Shabbos. And therefore, that's the reason why some people do not say the word shel when it comes to Chanukah, which is the minhag. Of course, again, the minhag Ashkenaz is to say l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah. Anyway, the last thing we'd like to discuss is the bracha, perhaps the bracha of Shachianu. He says, V'isha hamadlika neros pam rishona. Brought down to the Piskei Tshuvos, what happens to a woman who lights Shabbos candles for the first time? For whatever reason, this is the first opportunity that she does. Before that, she was dependent, she was samech al shulchan aviv, she was living by her family. So now she has the opportunity to do this mitzvah the first time. We know normally when it comes to doing a mitzvah the first time, bracha of Shachianu is recited. Do we ask her to make the Shachianu bracha on the first time that she lights? So it says as follows, and most people are not familiar with this. The minhagu she'enu mevarecha Shachianu. The minhag is not to say Shachianu. However, v'yesh omrim, some say that because this is the first time, and there is some inyan of a Shachianu connected to this first time fulfilling this mitzvah, shetov tasim talmush begid chadash o taniach pri chadash al shulchan oz tuchel avarech Shachianu. Now what she should do is she should take some fruit, or she should wear a nice garment, which is certainly, if it's appropriate, it's the first time she's doing something. Let's say it's the first Shabbos, she just got married, so she perhaps would have something nice anyway to wear. So she would make a bracha of Shachianu, having in mind on this new garment that she's wearing, or this new fruit that she hasn't eaten all year, and also in mind on the first time that she fulfills this mitzvah and mitzvah many times thereafter.